And we're back. I was just, Gene was trying to tell me something while we were off the air, and I apologize. We didn't get to finish it, but we need to, Gene, let's go with that thought. What you were going to tell me off the air, tell me on the air right now, okay?
All right, yeah. John Keefe is the going out president of Ferryboat Vigo Council. I am the incoming president now.
So it's like Obama and Trump here right now is what I'm seeing, right?
John had his exit speech and everything.
Wow,
already,
really? Down at MacArthur Square or wherever that was? McAllister Square?
At the Overlook.
Okay, at the Overlook. Okay. All the Eagles were attending very nicely.
Yes, they listened very attentively.
They're very
well,
nice.
You know, through John's guidance and direction, we kept the group together. You know, obviously 30 years, it takes a lot to keep all that together. Huge projects, the telemetry project, all those that were done throughout the years. Fabulous, high class, very, very, very experienced group. But we needed, with the Eagles year-round now, we needed to change up some of that.
Okay.
And the recognition that the Eagles are staying all summer. They're nesting, they're hatching, they're doing all the things here that they would have done in Canada or Minnesota or Alaska or wherever, you know. And so they're here, they're close by. So what we needed to do is expand a little bit our organization within, our committees within. And so I added two committees this year. One is community.
Okay.
And the other is communication.
Okay.
We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We've got over 500 some followers in literally months. Thanks to, to Meredith and Jen. Oh, my gosh. You know, what they brought to the table. But the skills were there.
Sure.
John had brought those young ladies onto the group with a huge amount of talents and energy.
Yep.
Again, just this lift this thing right up. The community, connect to everything that's going on here. That's why we're here today.
Well, and I see you've got great things going on with, like, just publicity materials. You're showing me the poster and the new logo and bumper stickers and window decals and stuff. Just great amount of
work
there.
And that's what they bring to the table here. Jen Graff, seriously, all that. That's what they bring to the table. And, the community one as well is getting connected, working. The Great Sauk State Trail coming in.
Sure.
Huge opportunity. Ferry Bluff, restored the, on the Luck Antique Mall, restored that 100-foot eagle. Who has a 104-foot building with a 100-foot eagle on the backside?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Those, we would love to see those to be destinations.
Wasn't the high school involved in that too? So it was a nice kind of cross.
Actually, the Village of Pertisac.
Village of
Pertisac through a federal grant and stuff.
Okay, that's.
But that was supposed to spur on the community and bring on. Well, guess what? It did a certain amount. It idled for a few years, quite a few years.
Right.
And we like to think that the Great Sauk State Trail, the bike trail, hiking trail, all this stuff, all that's going to come back together again.
Yeah.
And you know what? That eagle looked great on a brochure, won't it? That's a destination.
Yeah.
The Overlook, we're going to work with the village to try and improve, make some improvements there. But the biggest challenge that came to us was really from the schools, Sauk Prairie Schools. They said, hey, we would love to have an online curriculum. Well, guess how young kids get their education now, right?
Yeah.
They get it through traditional books and things, but a lot of online. I mean, they have computers in their classroom. They have access to this.
Yeah.
So guess what? We need the kind of content that we want them to get to.
Yeah.
So our expectations are that we'll get some curriculums on there. You can literally log in one day, do a certain amount of it. We like to have them then get on the school bus, go out in the nature, come to the Overlook. We'll get some signature signs. You know, you go to the state parks, you go to the federal parks. They're not staffed with a guide.
Right.
But you know what? You can get a lot of information off of those signs. I'm looking at Eagle Island. I'm looking at the Wisconsin River. I'm looking at Gizzard Chad. You know, I'm looking at the dam.
Right.
All those things. We can do that. That's our mission, to make it kind of year-round and to connect to the community.
Sounds like a fine-feathered plan.
One of the things that we have done as a transition is to develop an improved website and information about Eagle Days and the events and everything are on the website, which is Ferry Bluff Eagle Council, all lower caps, .org.
Okay. Say that again.
Ferry Bluff Eagle Council, and ferry is like the boat.
Okay. F-E-R-R.
F-E-R-R-Y. Eagle, Ferry Bluff Eagle Council .org.
Okay.
Then, we also have a Facebook page now where you can exchange all kinds of ideas and get information. So you can go there and like us. And that will give you a lot of information about Eagle Days, which starts on actually Friday evening. We have developed a program at the River Art Center, at the school, at the high school. that is designed to be available for the community, because a lot of folks don't like to compete with the folks from around the area and out of town that come in on Saturday. But the show Friday night this year is with David Stokes, who does just a marvelous job with Laughing with the Animal. He's a wildlife educator who has turned it into superb entertainment, just wonderful for kids of all ages.
Making learning fun. What a novel concept.
Family.
Wow.
Yeah. We don't advertise this very much, but we also, the Bird of Prey show will be there for two shows on Saturday. We do advertise that, but on Friday afternoon, we take at Ferry Bluff's expense, take that show into Grand Avenue School for a showing just for the kids there at the school, about 450 kids, which is really pretty neat.
Yeah. I remember that was one of the first things that brought us to the event was that that Birds of Prey show, because when we had our kids were little, many, many moons ago, that was such a cool thing to just watch and see the amount of education that you were getting, and it was very fun to learn, because the presenter in that was, I don't know if she's still the same lady or not, but gosh, she was awful good.
We have the Audubon, Schlitz Audubon Nature Center from Milwaukee doing the Birds of Prey show this year. They were here for the first time last year. Very well received.
Okay. And well, anything from Milwaukee is going to be top notch.
I can tell you that.
Just, you know, not that I'm biased or anything.
They will be on at 9:30 at the River Arts Center, and again after the release at 3:30 in the afternoon. It's the last event of the day. We also have some small venue presentations down at Trip Heritage Museum. One of the co-hosts, along with the Chamber and the DNR,
so Jody and
Jack
are kind of heading that up. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to have two presentations. Dr. Joe Kelly is going to talk about his experiences as an emergency eagle caregiver.
Sure.
And Frank LaCour's family. He's a local gentleman, retired now, whose family up in Eau Claire originally bought Old Abe, the Civil War mascot eagle, from the Ojibwe Indians, and gave it to the soldiers, Wisconsin soldiers going into Civil War battle. And so he tells a story about the childhood, if you will, of Old Abe and how he got into the Army and how he came back. And he includes his son, Joe, and grandchildren as well in the present. So it's a family presentation about a family history.
Cool.
And
cool.
So there's lots of other things going on. Bus tours are leaving from the River Arts Center who can take you people around and show you the prime eagle viewing areas. The Overlook is going to be there with people to answer questions as well.
Right down by the library, so that's the main Overlook area.
Yeah.
So.
Big event in the afternoon, too, is the release of Rehabilitated Eagles by Reggie up at Antigo.
Yeah, Marge. Yep, Antigo. Marge Gibson is a very familiar person in Sauk Prairie now. After all these years with the with the luxury of having these eagles released at Sauk Prairie for our event, it isn't just that she does that for the event for us. You know, that would probably really wouldn't be ethical in her area.
Sure.
But what it boils down to is that the eagle population, you know, since the 70s has been on the rise. And the northern areas are getting quite well populated with eagles, and they are very territorial, as John mentioned earlier, very territorial. And so some of the issues they're running into is if they would release a large amount of eagles in Antigo area or somewhere in that northern area up there, those are already kind of my backyard already. Literally letting them go, you know, releasing them here, they have a very good chance of making it. We have a lot of open space here yet. We have the river, we have food, they have some communal ability to see other eagles and things, and the opportunity to rehab and get back into nature again, into life again, is very high here.
Which would make sense to me. You don't want to, why release in an area where the chances, I mean, you don't rehabilitate just so they can have poor chances to survive, right? That's kind of counter-sensible, would you say? So really, Friday and Saturday are the big days, right?
There are, of course, you know, other opportunities to watch eagle, because the eagle season goes from mid-December to late February. So this weekend only highlights the availability of eagle watching, and people might come up here on their own at the Overlook, at the dam. There's a wonderful parking lot right below the dam to view the eagles, and people can see eagles probably through the end of February, depending on the weather, maybe into the first of March, mm-hmm. but that's pushing it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the event is so cool. You mean, you do need to get there early. You can get, obviously, you can get on the buses at the River Arts Center. That will take you down there. That's a nice trip.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, the parking, you know, it's kind of long and narrow down there.
Yeah.
We get 1,000, 1,500 people. You know, we've had easily those numbers already there for the releases, because you just can't get that.
And
you
usually
know?
There's people all along the river, too, all along Street, where there really isn't parking.
Yeah.
You know, people pull over.
Well, the release is a quality event. Randy Jurowitz, retired from the Endangered Resources Group, is expert. He runs that release down there. He's connected very closely with Marge and the Education Center, and very respectful, very neat event.
Excellent.
One of the things to keep in mind is all these events are free and open to the public. And, you know, if people want to make donations, that's their choice. But whether we're talking about David Stokes or the Audubon Bird of Prey Show or Marge down at the VFW, they're all free. You do need a ticket, though, for the Birds of Prey Show, for basically it's fire regulations, so we don't want to overpopulate. You can pick up those tickets free at the River Arts Center in the lobby there on Saturday, the day of the events and everything.
Yeah,
and
come early. Yeah. Come early. Grab your ticket right away. Sits River Arts is just a wonderful place to experience anything in there, especially a Bird of Prey show.
Come early, come often, right?
Yeah. and the thing is there's booths set up in there. There's demonstrations. There's face painting. You know, the Kiwanis breakfast, St. Al's art. There's so much for people, young kids, families, everybody to see.
Yep.
Talk to some of the experts. Ask them those questions.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And because they are the right people to ask those too. There's so much to do. Come early. First thing you do is go grab your tickets for the release show, and then go and enjoy and
well, and enjoy the community too. I mean, there's certainly
absolutely
other things going on. I know a lot of businesses try to do special things for Eagle Watching Days, you know, weekend to have events going on too. So sales that are going on, whatever. So you can make a day of it here at Sauk.
Bring 5,000 people to this town. Right. We should feed them, you know, sleep them. We should gas them up. We should do all those
indeed,
things.
Indeed,
right?
Do all those. And we have a raffle for them to participate in too, right?
And
so,
yeah.
This raffle, tickets can be bought there at the River Arts Center on the Saturday. And we have as the top prize there a $2,300 pair of binoculars, which were donated by Eagle Optics down in Middleton. Thank you very much. But for a $5 ticket, you have a chance of getting a $2,300 pair of binoculars. We also have several other prizes, artwork, and we got a bird bath from Wild Birds Unlimited. It's a good deal, and if you're lucky, you know, you might go home with more than memories.
You might indeed.
Yeah, so we've got prints, we've got photos, we've got the bird bath. McFarland's donated a rhino pole here. Fishing and eagles go together perfectly. Wilderness.
Unless, of course, you get the fish they want, and then you're going to be fighting the skies for it.
Yeah. So, and if you've always wanted that Stormy Cromer hat, guess what? You can win one here. But literally, only 500 tickets will be sold. We need to sell all 500, and we're probably less sophisticated at selling this stuff than they are at, you know, kind of selling the birds, if you will. But
you need Brad Crichton to get on your board there. He'll sell those tickets in a heartbeat. So, well, gentlemen, I can't believe 45 minutes has gone by this quickly. It just flies by when you're talking with people that are interesting, such as you two. So, but again, this weekend, very Eagle Watching Days, big event for the area. Largely, I think, because of you and other people like you who invested their time and their energy and their passion in making it a really neat celebration and a respectful opportunity for people to learn more about our national anthem. I mean, our not anthem, but our national bird.
Yeah.
So actually, it's on. It's part of the national anthem. A lot of times, it seems too.
I'm kind of glad the turkey didn't win. Right. He won for Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I remember that. Let's cheer for the Eagles. They made it.
And so, for those who may not be able to make it this weekend, we do have bus tours on Saturday mornings from now until February 18th, leaving from the Cedar Berry Inn in Sauk City. That's just a $5 donation.
Okay.
And you can come and sign up, or you can call the Cedar Berry and make a reservation. But that will give you a guided tour of the prime eagle viewing spots. It's
a great ride. Barb Barson, head of our education committee, she spearheads those trips. Okay. They're top-notch.
And anytime, anywhere, you can go to FerryBluffEagleCouncil.org.
Correct.
Right. Or Facebook. So,
or Facebook. Facebook. Okay. Right.
Yeah. For Ferry Bluff Eagle Council, and look for information, and they'll give you contact information of who to get in touch with if you need more information.
Indeed.
About something. But this is the weekend you don't want to miss. So if you love eagles and you want to learn more about them, or you know all about eagles and you just want to be around people that love them too, this is a great weekend.
If you're saving money for tax for Uncle Sam, let me tell you don't need to spend much money here.
No, exactly.
No,
this
leave
is
your,
a great opportunity. Yep. 20 bucks will probably do you easily through the day.
Oh, you won't even need that.
Well, thank you both, General John, Gene, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for coming by, for taking some time this morning.
Yep. Thanks to our sponsors as well.
Well, we're all so blessed to be a part of this community, and I enjoy and appreciate the opportunity to celebrate it with you too. It's been a great morning. So, and this is our only morning this week. We didn't know that going into today, but normally mornings at McFarland's is on Wednesdays, but this week, through a series of circumstances, this is our show this week. So we don't have to even share the limelight. It was going to be Cliff Thompson on tomorrow, but Cliff's got some other things that have come up and is an emergency, so we're going to have to postpone that show. So now this was all about Eagle Week. We didn't have to share the limelight with anybody else. This is all about Eagles this week on Mornings at McFarland. So thanks for joining us this morning here on WRPQ Radio 99.7 FM. We're going to send you back up to Baraboo in the capable hands of Mike Ganger and Jeff Smith, and hope you enjoyed the show. And if you want to listen to it again or you missed part of it, you can tune in to WRPQ.com later on today, and the show will be archived there as well. So just look for the Mornings at McFarland's tab, and you'll find our archive show. You can listen to Gene's sonorous voice and John's wise adages throughout the next week if you'd like to.
Or Raoul and Song.
yeah, that you just want to fast forward through those parts. So, but thanks all for joining us. See you next week.
Special editions of Mornings at McFarland's with host Raoul LaBresche are produced live at our 99.7 FM studio at McFarland's in Sauk City. Today's show was presented in part by DeMars Plumbing since 1982.